Hello and welcome to episode 5 of our 6-day game of hide and seek across Japan. Right now, we're about 7 hours into Ben's second run, and things aren't looking great. If Ben lasts another 3 hours, this will become the longest run and start extending his lead. If it lasts until the end of the day, then things get even worse. We'll have less than 2 days remaining, meaning that after we catch him, I likely wouldn't even get a second run at all. Fortunately, the remaining map is quite small. We have him narrowed down to this area around the Izu Peninsula, but we haven't quite found a spot that makes a ton of sense. We're pretty sure that he wouldn't have had time to make it down here, and this part of the map doesn't seem to have the mountains that he sent us a photo of, so right now we're heading up to this area here to check out the Gotemba Line. We just deployed a 25-mile radar on our way to be absolutely sure that we're in the right region. The good news is that the radar is going to be a hit. We're not too far off. The bad news is... well, I'll just let Ben explain.
Sam and Adam have just, have gone to Mishima and asked for a 25-mile radar. It is a hit. I'm within 25 miles of Mishima, but that is not the right way. They could have come straight down here. So I think that they must be missing something. I'm just not sure what that thing is. They're gonna have to untangle this mystery pretty soon. Or this is going to become the winning run. Clock is ticking, boys. Clock is ticking.
Okay, it's a hit. So we know we're not going insane.
Yeah.
Which is good. We haven't massively blown it. He's not up there. He's got to be on the freaking Gotemba Line,
man.
Honestly, we should just get on the Gotemba Line and ask if he's on the same line.
I agree, but like, if he is, we should be able to find that building.
Passengers transferring.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Ready?
Supposed to leave it. 1 second.
Well, yeah, these were all lines. You never know.
Yep.
Okay. Over go. 5 set.
Yep. Is it gone? Yeah.
Well, now that they've got their answer, which I guess should be somewhat of a relief, I do get to look at the next two cards and draw one. So let's look. It's a 5-minute bonus, and it's a 5-minute bonus. Which 5-minute bonus do I want more? I want this one. Boy, yeah, I don't really know what's going on with them. I think that they think they've crossed out my zone. And I think that they're wrong. I think that they have made a mistake somewhere. And I think that, until they can figure out what mistake they made, they're not gonna find me.
He has to be on the Gotemba Line.
I think so.
It seems impossible that he could not.
So we've an hour and 6 minutes left of our curse. Probably frustrating because I think that it's the next two departures from here.
Okay. This is the next train.
Are you rolling it?
You roll.
Okay. All right.
I believe in you, Sam.
No. Hopefully this gets off the gate.
I believe in you. You can do this. Nice. Okay.
Well, it should be at least the train.
Let's get on the train. All right, we're moving. So you want to ask me if you're on the same line?
Might as well.
Okay. If the answer to this is no, then I'm totally baffled.
Okay. Well, because Adam and Sam are going the wrong way, we get to eat food, which is pretty exciting. I just went to this cafe and pointed at stuff on the menu that I kind of recognized. And it's great. Oh, man. Okay. They're asking if I'm on the same line as them. They're asking it for double because they technically already asked that. They didn't want to. It was when I hit them with the randomize, if you remember. But I think they need to know if I'm on this line or not. So I get to get the reward twice. And they're not going to like to hear that I am not on this line.
Answer. He's not on the same line, but... We must be missing something. We simply must be.
How is that possible?
So that means I get to look at the top three and draw one
twice.
Discard two, draw three. Curse of the zoologist.
Curse of the zoologist. Take a photo of a wild fish, bird, mammal, reptile, amphibian, or bug. The seekers must take a picture of a wild animal in the same category before asking another question.
Oh, God, that could be brutal. And draw one. Expand maximum hand size by one. I'm taking Curse of the Zoologist. So if I can find, like, a frog or a snake or a lizard or something, that could make it quite difficult for them to clear this. And then I get to do it again. Curse the Black Hole.
Curse of the Black Hole. Draw a 75-mile radius around the seekers. They cannot ask any questions while in that zone for the rest of the round. Casting cost, seekers cannot be within 100 miles of your hiding zone.
5-minute bonus. And discard one, draw two. Three. So Curse of the Black Hole is not going to work. I guess the question is just, do I want to get rid of my 5-minute bonus for a discard one, draw two? And I actually think I don't, because at that point there would be nothing else that I would want to discard, so I'm just not taking any of this.
Wow. It has to be on the other line, though.
Which other?
The one that goes west. The one that you think doesn't have enough, like, mountains.
It's surrounded by rice fields.
All right, well, let's get off this stupid train.
Oh, my God. I don't...
Well...
Things are going bad. So now that we have the Curse of the Zoologist, which I think is a very good curse, one of the best, especially if you've got time, and I think that I might have a little bit of time while they try and figure out their mistake, I'm going to go tromp back into the woods and try and find a snake. In a safe way, in a not a dangerous way. And it will hopefully make Sam and Adam's head explode.
Okay. What are we missing?
So here's the state of the map. With the Gotemba line excluded, there are only a handful of stations left in play. There are a few down here, but we don't believe he could have gotten there in time. There are some along the coast here, but the geography just doesn't match up. He shouldn't have been able to see the mountains down here. Then there are a few stray stations over here and over here, but we've been checking their streets against the Strava map and none of them seem to line up. So basically, we must be getting something wrong. And the longer it takes us to figure out where we messed up, the more likely it is that he'll make it all the way to the end of the day and put me out of the running for good.
It feels like we know all of our options. And, like, I feel like the most plausible thing at this point is a mistake.
I mean, honestly, like, maybe we should throw down tentacles. Like, at this point... I mean, at this point, we are in trouble time-wise.
Back into the woods to find a snake. It's time to find a snake today. And we're gonna take a picture of a snake or a frog or a fish or something that will make Adam go postal and kill everybody in Japan.
We at least believe that he could not have made it south of Utah based on the schedules that we are aware of. But I would say that I'm not, that's not something I feel like, you know, that's not proof positive. As far as I can tell, he has to be this line, maybe this line, or somewhere in here. Those are the only lines I can identify that are possible.
Yeah.
Unless he made it down here because we are wrong about the schedules.
I even scoured that line. Didn't see any great fit. I mean, I spent that much time.
So I don't know. I know that the vibes don't seem right on the Western line. But at this point, I think that we might have to check or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, what do you think with?
I mean, I would maybe throw down a tentacles. We're so lost that I'm not fairly even worried about curses anymore. I at least need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not against tentacles at this point. Could be quite.
Because also, if it's a miss, then we know he's like not anywhere on here.
Yeah.
Let's tentacle. Let's do aquarium, shall we?
Sure.
I'm just like, at this point, man,
yeah,
I'll do anything.
Yep.
I don't see any snakes. I don't know how nature documentarians do it. I'm not sure what you're supposed to say when you're just like, I don't know. I don't see anything yet. Okay. Well, they've just done a tentacles. They've done an aquarium tentacles. They've done an aquarium tentacles from Shimo Togari. I am not within 15 miles of there, but I will happily take a look at four cards and take two, or maybe not even up to two. So my hand's looking pretty good. I honestly think that the hand is getting close to optimized. Okay, Curse of the Census Taker.
Curse of the Census Taker. The seekers must immediately visit a town or city hall within a mile of their current location. When there, they must estimate the population under that town hall's jurisdiction and get the answer correct within 25%. Otherwise, you are awarded an extra 30 minutes. Casting cost, the seeker's next question is free.
15-minute bonus. 5-minute bonus, 15-minute bonus. Them 15-minute bonuses are pretty sweet. So I'm just going to replace my 5-minute bonus with a 15-minute bonus. And like, you know, it's not that exciting, but honestly, my hand is like pretty freaking optimized right now. I've got an hour 35 of time bonuses and a really good curse. So I, you know, I'm not sweating it.
Yeah. You know.
He is now within 15 miles of us.
Oh,
okay. So that has to mean he's on the little line, right?
Train's coming pretty soon. So theoretically, that's not supposed to leave for 3 minutes, and we're done in 90 seconds.
Okay. Well, we could roll for it anyway, just see if we can get on it now.
Might as well, yeah, just in case. Okay.
Great.
Actually, let me just pull something up.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Here's the thing.
Right,
I think
wait
we need to double-check Salvinito.
Just wait a second.
Okay.
Yeah, Google was wrong.
Awesome.
So
he's probably Salvinito.
According to Apple Maps, he could have gotten there.
Yeah, of course he could.
555.
Yeah, of course he could.
Because seemingly Google will not route you on the Shinkansen there for some reason.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's almost certainly where he is.
Well, let's look into it. Do you want to look at Strava shapes and I'll look at, I'll try to find that building?
Yeah.
This sucks. I feel like it's so easy to find a snake when you're not looking for a snake. But all of a sudden, when you're trying to go and wrestle up a snake to have for jet lag the game, you can't find a snake. No snakes. But check this out. That's pretty cool. Maybe I should hide in there, in that cave.
It's getting rainy. I think it's been like it rained.
I'm noticing that. Yeah.
Nice, right? If that ends. Oh boy. At least, do we win if Ben
gets struck, by,
gets
lightning?
Struck by lightning and loses a pulse?
No, I think that his time. I think we still have to find him, even if he's dead.
But if you can is gone.
I guess if he can't answer questions,
well, yeah,
that would disqualify
him. And I guess it's a question of, like, is it more about his soul or his mortal form?
Yeah.
What is the him we're trying to find?
I have been going into the woods and shouting snake, and no snakes have appeared. Isn't there like a frog, like a cute little frog over here? Is there a cute little frog here? Is there a cute little frog? No. Motherfucker. This sucks.
Okay. So, we should be able to narrow it down decently, because even with Apple Maps' definition, he would have gotten there at 5:55. So he would have had just over 30 minutes.
Okay. We were about to head down there like 3 hours ago.
If this ends up being the thing, it'll be the greatest Apple Maps advertisement.
Well, yeah. It'll also be a great endorsement of vetoes, because he vetoed the biggest body of water.
Yeah.
And if we had seen that, that would have told us quite a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
It's getting rather stormy.
So there are only a few stations that are far enough south that are like more than 15 miles south of Atami. So we should only look at those.
Whoa! Okay, so
Izukogen is like the first one.
According to this, Izukogen is the furthest one you could have gotten to.
Well, let's take a look.
Are on the move again. Looks like they went to Numazu. Numazu Station. I'm not there, so keep looking, I guess.
So you're looking at street shapes, right?
Oh, I'm looking at pictures.
I was looking at pictures. I've got it.
You got it?
I've got it. That's it. Look at that. Look at that roof. That's it.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's Izukogen. It's also the furthest one he could have gotten to. Well, at least we got it.
Never trusting Google Maps again.
Hey, wait. Google's our employer, technically. Or not technically.
Google
pays us our money.
I was a Google Maps loyalist for so long.
No, something flipped.
And
Apple
now?
Maps got better.
Okay, so just to be clear, what happened was Ben is at a station that Google Maps told us that he couldn't have gone to.
Well, we'll get there in an hour and a half.
Awesome.
We only have a 3-minute connection.
Ooh.
I hope this rain doesn't affect that.
Oh my God. I think God is intervening in this game.
Sam, it's time for our train to leave. The train is leaving. Wait, we're not on a train at all.
I think we might miss our 3-minute connection.
Yeah.
You know what this means, Adam?
What's that?
You know what this means?
What does it mean?
We miss the connection. The time that we get there, we're going to be searching in the dark.
Awesome.
Holy moly.
You're never gonna find me in this.
So will it be dark already when we get there?
It'll be like just getting dark, because I think we'll get there at 6.
Perfect. Well, at least it's a really big place that'll have so much artificial light.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Sam, I think there might be a lot of museums there.
Yeah.
We could use the museum 1-mile tentacles. Oh, that could be big. But I'm saying, in terms of searching in the dark,
yeah.
Oh, this way they would give us, you know.
Yeah.
Because the real thing is, we have to find him before the day ends.
so that we both can have time for runs.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, we're moving. We're going to get there. Ultimately, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Probably.
Eventually, it'll be fine.
All right, well, it's looking like the storm is just about past, but Adam and Sam are now seemingly heading the right way. So I think it's time for us to get back out there and get in position. And that they have not had a fun run thus far, but I am not going to make the end game any easier than I have to.
Our train has moved quite quickly, and I think we actually might make our connection.
Yeah, we'll be tight, but go show.
All right, let's punch it. Wow. What an adorable train.
You never get to sit this way.
Oh, this is very cute. I wonder if this is why Ben took this train.
Yeah.
Because it's so adorable.
Sam and Adam seem to be making a beeline for me. So I don't know if I explained my hiding strategy. I don't know how we're editing this, but so far the end games have all been dictated by photos, right? We've all been able to find all of us with just a photo. So I'm thinking that Adam and Sam are going to try and find me with just a photo, probably. And I think that I can use that to misdirect them. I think what I need to do is I need to go hide somewhere in the middle of town, just a random street. But then I put on my ghillie suit and I sort of sit in front of some trees or some shrubbery. And if they ask for a photo of me, then it might look like I'm in the woods and I might go explore the woods first. And then once they realize that I'm not in the woods, in order to find me on some random street, they're going to have to be really systematic about it, and they're going to have to ask a bunch more questions in order to narrow the area down. And when that happens, I might get some better time bonuses or maybe even some curses I can use in the end game. Who knows? So we're going to keep wandering, and hopefully we can find something that looks like that.
Oh, look at that. It's the ocean.
Which way do we go? Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Which way now? Let's go this way. I'm just fully getting myself lost up here. I mean, I don't even know where I'm going. And my signature strategy is that if I don't know where I'm going, they don't know where I'm going. And boy, I really do not know where I'm going.
It's getting dark. All right, Sam. Well, there is still a little bit of light out.
I think they'll probably be gone soon.
Yeah, so we should really try to find it quickly.
Yeah.
The game day ends at 7:30, so it goes into the dark.
Yes.
The sun is starting to set, and I have just sort of been wandering and wandering and wandering about my zone, and now I'm completely lost. But that is what I wanted, because I don't want there to be any logic as to where I am. And I think this street could be kind of perfect, because if I perch myself up there, just on top of this rock, in front of this shrub, then it might kind of look like I'm in the woods, because you mostly just see trees And on this side, you mostly just see trees. So I think let's go perch up here. It is looking like their train is going to be here soon, but they're going to have to move quickly because the sun is about to set. And honestly, once the sun is fully down, I think it's going to become nigh impossible to find me. All that is to say, time is of the essence, at least for them. I got all the time in the world.
Right, I think you don't think that two minutes would change the tempo. Yeah, I agree. So I think we get cursed and we'll hit it right now. Yeah, got an awfully complicated setup now.
Hello. So it looks like they're here, and they're starting off bold. They're starting off bold with the tentacles. Should certainly narrow the area down, and it's smart of them to be going so systematically. But tentacles is still tentacles, and that means that I still get to look at the top four and draw two. The four I got are a 5-minute bonus, Curse of the U-Turn. This basically lets me force them off their train if they're going the wrong direction. Not useful now. Another 5-minute bonus or a randomized question. I mean, randomized question is going to be better than that damn curse that I'm never going to be able to use because I can't seem to find a snake.
Photo of the tallest thing he can see or photo of him?
Tallest thing he can.
Well, but photo straight up is probably going to be just like the woods, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think tallest thing. So that'll tell us woods regardless. If it's the woods, it's the woods. You know what I mean? If it's tallest thing, at least we can look for something. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hurry.
These are cute. It's little teddy bear guys.
Tallest thing I can see. A photo of the tallest thing that I can see. What can I see? I suppose it's probably that light pole over there, right? Okay. I'll go take a picture of that and send it over. I don't think it's going to be very clear, but maybe I'll be able to make something of it. Oh my god.
Curse of the Gambler's Feet. For the next hour, seekers must roll a die before they take any steps in any direction. Casting cost, roll a die. If it's an even number, this curse has no effect.
Oh my god.
Yeah, on that thing. Hopefully there's
time. Yeah, there's the thing. Oh, the lights are on now.
All right, we got our photo. He's clearly kind of in bushes or something next to, I guess, a light pole. So we knew he's near a street.
Perfect.
Can you take this while I navigate?
Yep. So the tallest thing he can see is a light post. So that's great. We just need to ask him more stuff before we get cursed.
Yeah, what else can we do?
We could do like a quarter mile radar. You know what we should do? Send the nearest street photo.
Oh, yeah, the outline?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because we can match that to a street. That's probably the best way to find them. Well, the other thing is, where are there dense enough woods that he would only be able to see a light post? You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm rolling this die. Everything I'm doing here is really janky, but I just have to roll an odd number to get the gambler's feet curse to work. Here we go. Oh. What is it? That's a 3. That's a 3. Okay. Sorry, Sam and Adam.
Gambler's Feet.
Curse of the Gambler's Feet. For the next hour, seekers must roll a die before they take any steps in any direction.
Yeah, well, kind of saw that coming. At least we got in a lot of useful questions.
I don't know why I didn't.
We have enough questions that I honestly think that we could find them with just this. All right. Six.
Okay. They've asked for another question. They've asked for me to trace the nearest street. That could be quite useful, but there's a lot of streets. Top one. What is this? Oh my fucking god. 30-minute bonus, right? I can't quite see. Yeah, that's a 30-minute bonus. I think I'm up for like 2 hours of bonuses now. That's crazy.
Three. Yeah. The streetlights are on the right side.
One. We should take a minute, by the way, to set the stakes. If we don't find him by 7:30, then his hide will go into the next game day, and Sam, it will be impossible. You will not get another one.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, we have an answer.
Okay.
This should do it. Is it this? Maybe?
Which one?
This one?
Oh, I think I got it. It's this. Is that what you were seeing?
Well, it's one of these, I think.
It's got to be this.
That one seems most likely.
Stoop-doop. Right?
Yeah, no, sure seems right.
Not too far away from.
No, it's 5 minutes. Correct. 5 minutes walking normally. Yeah, we got to go this way.
Five, one, two.
All right, hello. They are getting closer, so I'm going to turn off this light and hopefully, hopefully they just won't see me out here. Okay, we're going dark. Wait, I wanted that to be cooler. Okay, we're going dark. Wait, no. Okay, we're going dark. Fucking turn off. No! Why did my remote turn on? I thought this was gonna be so cool. I thought it was gonna be so cool when I say we're going dark. Alright. We're going dark. I got it to work.
Can't believe the game designers made it so that this game could go into the night. It's a little bit OP for hide and seek.
Fuck, well, you know, you kind of have to earn it though.
Yeah. Alright, I think this is our right.
This is our right? Okay.
Yep.
Is that the light pole? Six.
No, we're not close enough. This up here is the start of our street.
The right?
No, straight. It looks like he should be on the left. Okay. And the light poles actually will give us a shortcut.
One, two.
Because he's got to be near
one,
a light pole.
Five.
Well, here's the first light pole, so we should...
Okay, is that the same light pole? Can we check that?
Wait a minute. I see a faint green light.
Okay, wait. Five, one, two.
Our microphones make faint green lights.
Oh, there he is. Five. Hey, buddy.
It's the DJI that gave it
it's
away.
It's the little DJI microphone.
Are you wearing a ghillie suit?
I am.
That's fun. That was a pretty annoying day we ended up having.
Yeah.
I'm now in first and second place.
Yeah, well, I also have over 2 hours of time bonus.
Well,
what the fuck?
Yeah. So it's going to be a tough one for you guys. Well, Adam, you better get going.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Adam.
He's running.
Oh, he's
off. All right, Sam, let's go find a place to go to sleep.
Yeah. All right. We're back and better than ever.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Jet Live Game Ad Read. I'm your host, Sam, and joining us today is Mr. Adam Chase.
Hello. Good to be here.
And Mr. Ben Doyle.
I'm happy to be on the podcast. Let's talk about chemtrails.
No, today we are talking about why they should sign up and listen to our podcast, The Layover. And the bit is that we're doing it in the style of a podcast.
It's a funny bit.
Yeah. So, Ben, tell us about your experience being on The Layover podcast.
Well, on the Layover podcast, you know, it's fun because we get into all the behind the scenes, the stuff you might have not seen on the show. And we talk about our strategies. We talk about some sort of crazy ideas we have that you might not hear about. Like, who really caused the COVID-19 pandemic?
That isn't something we talk about on there at all. But I will say that the whole show is supported by the Nebula subscribers. And so we kind of figured, why not do something special for them to thank them for being subscribers? And that's sort of in some ways why this after show is exclusive to Nebula. That's kind of the idea there. So anyway, you know, let's stop the podcast, though, for a quick word from our sponsor, signing up for Nebula, which you can do for 40% off when you use the code nebula.tv/jetlag. And sort of something, I've mentioned this before and do want to just emphasize it again. It'd be really great if you use that code if you sign up for Nebula, because sort of the financial model, just to sort of, you know, let them in on this, we only get our money, honey, if you use our code. If you just go and sign up for Nebula just regular, they don't know we sent you, and so we don't get, like, directly, you know what I'm saying?
I am the world's foremost expert on finance.
Yeah.
And my advice that you should follow is that this is a very good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And because at 40% off, that's
you're only paying 60%.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah. And right. and that is a big discount.
That's a big discount.
Yeah. And I finance.
You finance. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, in a sense, they finance because the Nebula supporters are the ones who fund the show.
Mm-hmm. No, but I know finance.
Of course.
I'm really good at finance.
Ben, take us out. Bring us out of here.
Thank you.
Thank you.